the last time someone told you your voice and your name matters? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the recent past, we've seen the influence of international outcry in Sudanese courts, and we're praying for that again. Stick with us to learn how you could help save a life. And meanwhile, there are ample opportunities to share hope this Christmas season. Our first story, though, deals with the situation in North Sudan. On the mission field, the phrase, "no good deed goes unpunished," is uniquely played out. Yesterday, Czech humanitarian aid worker Petr Jacek and three other men endured the 11th trial since being arrested last year in Sudan. Jacek had been visiting the country to help suffering Christians. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
"The trial involves this Czech aid worker, two Sudanese pastors, and a fourth man, another Sudanese man. They are charged with basically everything but the kitchen sink. They're charged with espionage and undermining the government and reporting false information about the government of Sudan, all kinds of things that if they were found guilty of everything, actually they could face the death penalty. Now, hopefully it will not get to that point."
It's hard to fully define the motives behind the arrests, but as we've seen in recent cases in the past, Sudan cares what the world thinks, and that's where you come in. Add your name to a petition for their release. You'll find the link at missionnews.org.
Because we have seen Miriam Ibrahim released, because we saw the two South Sudanese pastors released, I think there is very clear evidence that international pressure does produce results.
Next, did you know that November is National Adoption Awareness Month in the United States? To get some insight, we spoke with Life Matters Worldwide's Tom Lothamer. He says the way we talk about adoption in our circles, by using positive or negative terms, is important.
"We hear that so-and-so, let's call her Mary, gave up her child for adoption," using that verbiage. Well, we would rather say that Mary released her child for adoption, because it connotes the idea of love and sacrifice and selflessness.
As Christians, we can actively champion the love found in adoption, especially since God calls us His adopted sons and daughters, too.
For people who have adopted children, try to be positive with them. Try to reach out and say, "How can we help you?" Because sometimes, you know, if they have adopted child or two or three, it's nice to have people come alongside them and saying, "We're really with you. We really appreciate what you're doing." And especially if we can bring that from the pulpits of our churches that says, "This is what Christ did for us. He adopted us. And so we honor you for what you're doing, because you're mirroring Christ when you do that."
And finally, another ceasefire has failed to stall hostilities between Russia and Ukraine. So refugees will likely be spending another Christmas season unable to be at home. A glance around reveals that hope seems to be in short supply coming through the normal channels. However, Mission Eurasia is one of just a few ministries offering a new normal. Sergei Rakuba explains the gift of hope boxes.
"We print children's Bibles and other Christian literature appropriate for the age of those children. And so then we buy things, you know, that kids love, and we ask volunteers to help us to pack those boxes. And we are asking $25 that will make one Christmas gift of hope available for one child."
Mission Eurasia works with the national churches and leaders that they're helping to train.
"The students and graduates of School Without Walls, they will be able to mobilize volunteers to pack all these boxes and deliver them to these orphanages, schools, and places where these needy children are."
$25 goes a long way. And because of a matching grant, it goes twice as far this year. Mission Eurasia wants to provide 75,000 gifts of hope this year, so that
for the first time for these thousands of children that we hear the great story of Christmas, for the first time they will learn about love of Jesus to them.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.